narrated books. Humanity is a baby. Humanity can only grow when people grow. And to grow does not mean a little bit. It means all the way, until you become a great being. You will need powerful books, written and preferably read by fine storytellers. Normally, children start where parents retire, but in a world corroded by poverty, this is rare. With the power of books, not only do you inherit multiple lifetimes of wisdom, but you also get to stand on the shoulders of giants. Narrated books are a true treasure, and you will find them free at your local library. If you want to know if there is an alternative to books, no, not really. There is only the curse from which they emerge. The alternative to books could only be found in rising from tragedy. In dear Frederick's words,
"Was mich nicht umbringt, macht mich stärker."
Dr. Frankl describes it with more light. We who lived in concentration camps can remember the man who walked through the huts comforting others, giving away their last piece of bread. They may have been few in number, but they offer sufficient proof that everything can be taken away from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. You do not want this alternative. You do not want to start your books there. These are the men who begun at zero, the men upon whose shoulders you should stand. Those men rose so that you only need to read their stories. Do not search for an alternative to books. Your life is meant to be much more brighter. It's meant to be better. Teachers can't help you. They too have fallen to an education. They do not even understand that a human being cannot be graded down or held back. You have to walk into the library with anger or sass, walk up to the oracle, and ask her about audiobooks about philosophy, science, and then life-changing biographies and adventure books. Books are like vitamins. They are somewhat coherent collections of components yet to be assembled in your mind. You are not supposed to understand everything at first. It is hard to understand when a great being is speaking to you, their thoughts and experiences so heavy. Once you deem their ideas worthy, though, you might wish to consider befriending them, and then try to reconstruct who they once were to write like that. Your appreciation for books is the only way that humanity can grow, and then the future will take it from there.